Well, praise God. The bishops are working on a better translation, which should be out soon, because every time I hear this gospel and I hear the word remain, I want to crumble and crawl and cry, because it's not the right word. It's not. In the proper translation, it just doesn't do proper justice to what God is really trying to say. Remain kind of just has remain. You know, it's a language thing. But the proper translation for this, for the Greek to the English, is abide. And that is the right word, and that carries much more significance. To abide in something and to remain in something is two different things. You're all looking at me like I'm crazy, but words matter. Words matter. And so if this gospel is read with a proper word, it takes on even much more meaning, because what does Jesus mean by abiding in him? And that's really very important, because it's not just kind of the word remain has like this, well, be kind of has this context of, well, be with Jesus, you know, and it's much more than being with Jesus. Is living. When you abide with somebody, you live with somebody. And that's what we are being called to. We are being called to live with God, to live in God. You know, yesterday we had the beauty of celebrating our first communion and confirmation for our children. And it's always such a good, such a beautiful celebration, because one thing that age does to us is it kind of jades us and makes us grumpy. We get grumpier as we get older. And something that is always, that I always love seeing when we do the confirmation and First Communion, is the joy, the innocent joy of children, which, because a lot of times we're adults and we've been through some things, we kind of lose that joy and that freshness. And I was saying to the children that yesterday they were being, that all of us by our baptism have been set apart. And we've been set apart for a mission. And this is important for all of us to remember and to rediscover with great joy what it means to be set apart by God for a mission. And because we hear in this second reading from the first letter of John is very clear. He says, children, let us not love in word and speech. Let us not just say we love God. Let us not just say we love each other. But then St. John says, but in deed and truth. In other words, we, by our baptism, we have been called, we have been set apart for a mission of making God present to this world, of making the love of God present to this world. But now that carries with it a special significance, because we interpret that in a different way, and St. John is very clear about what he means by that. He says, now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth. Because what St. John is saying is, okay, don't just say you love God, don't just say you love your neighbor. Do it in deed and truth. And now he says, how do we know we belong to the truth? And he says, because we keep God's commandments and we do what pleases him. And we call the world to keep the commandments of God. That's what it is to me. That's what it means to be set apart for a mission. It means that by our very call, we are different from the world. And we are called to live differently than the world lives. And we are called not to do what the world does, not to live as the world lives, but to make present a different reality. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, what good are we if we live as the world lives? What have we accomplished? Not a darn thing. But you and I, because we are different, we are called to live out that difference. We are called to say to the world, God exists, and we do that by living our lives according to the way God has called us to live. To live our lives as God has called us. That doesn't mean we're perfect. That doesn't mean we don't commit sin. That doesn't mean we don't fall. That doesn't mean that we don't have a hiccup. But it means that we know that we are different. And by the very fact that we are different, we say that to the world. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, can only come. So what St. John calls us to can only come if we abide in Christ. And that begs the question, do we abide in Christ? Do we live with Christ? Do we make time for our relationship with the Lord? Do we give it its proper place? Or are we doing what the world does? Because then if we are, my dear brothers and sisters, then really the Lord wants to call us back. And so as we look forward to this next week, we ask the Lord that we may, in this week, we may abide with him, we may live with him, and that he may live in us. And that may mean we have to be pruned a little bit. Jesus says we have to be pruned a little bit. It means we have to be willing to leave behind the old ways of life. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, those ways are not going to bring us happiness. And so, again, I bet you thought you were getting away with no homework, but you aren't. So, this week, I really want you to take home this gospel, because it's a beautiful gospel that I don't know if we spent a whole lot of time praying with. So, 15 minutes a day for the next 7 days, you're going to pray with John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. 15 minutes a day. John 15, 1 through 8. And today, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may truly, that we may live the call to be different, that we may live the call to be set apart. And as Jesus gives us his body and blood, he gives us the strength and the food that we need to abide with him.